Hello, and welcome to the Creative Viz podcast, where we dive into topics related to architecture, development, and visual design. Today's topic is a crucial one for professionals in our field: how to craft compelling presentations that not only inform, but inspire the audience. Given the importance of visual communication in our industry, getting this right can be the difference between a successful pitch and a missed opportunity. Let's start with storytelling. This is a term that's often overused in our field, but it's very important nonetheless. Begin by understanding your audience. Who are they? What are their pain points and aspirations? Create a narrative that aligns with their needs and desires. Every property or design has a story. Make sure to tell it, whether it's the history of the location, the inspiration behind the architectural decisions, potential future of the space. Weave all of these things together. Take advantage of modern visualization tools. Traditional drawings, images, and models are still useful, but integrating state-of-the-art digital tools can elevate the presentation. Stay on top of the latest technologies like real-time rendering to give a lifelike, immersive experience. For interior projects, consider using augmented reality, that's AR, or virtual reality, VR, to create interactive walkthroughs. These can make your audience feel as if they are truly inside the proposed space. Be sure to balance the data that you have with visuals. Real estate and architecture are data-driven fields. However, bombarding your audience with numbers can be overwhelming. So use infographics, charts, other visual aids to simplify this complex data. Let visuals lead the story. Use data to support or validate your points. Think of the phrase, show, don't tell, as much as possible to create a lasting impression. Content can be engaging and interactive. Interactive content can make your presentation memorable, so be sure to integrate interactive sitemaps, 360-degree views, or audience-engaging questions or quizzes to maintain interest and encourage participation. Be sure to personalize and adapt to your audience. No two presentations should be exactly the same. So personalize your approach based on the audience. Whether you're pitching to potential investors, clients, end users, adjust your focus. For investors, it might be ROI. For end users, it might be the usability and the aesthetics of the space. So here are a few takeaways as we wrap things up. Crafting a compelling presentation in the world of real estate and architectural design, it's a blend of storytelling, modern technology, data visualization, interactivity, and adaptability. Not just about showcasing a space or design, but about making a connection, evoking emotions, and painting a vivid picture of possibilities. As the industry evolves, staying updated with presentation techniques like these will be pivotal in making an impact. Remember, it's not just what you present, but how you present it. So that'll do it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening, and be sure to like and subscribe to stay on top of the latest developments. I'll see you next time.